Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. House Democrats have subpoenaed President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, for documents about his lobbying to have Joe Biden investigated in Ukraine. He says he'll give it appropriate consideration and if asked to testify...
I'll kind of like go through it. I'll get all my evidence together. I'll get my charts. I don't know if they let me use videotapes and tape recordings.
Giuliani with Fox's Sean Hannity. In Hong Kong... That's tear gas fired by police in response to things thrown at them by pro-democracy protesters demanding more autonomy from China. One of those protesters carrying a baton was shot in the shoulder by a police officer. It's the first report of a live fire shooting during these weeks of protest, with today marking 70 years of communist rule in mainland China. There was a big parade in Beijing. President Trump tweets, "Congratulations to President Xi and the Chinese people on the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic of China." America's listening to Fox News.
Today is October 1st, CD Player Day. It's a day to appreciate the immaculate quality of the compact disc. Until the disc gets a tiny scratch and it starts doing this. Have a jamming CD Player Day.
You know, I'm going to celebrate it. I'm going to actually use my CD player in the car. I have one.
Right.
It's got a nice sound system. I'm always... Yeah. Listening for news or baseball or something.
I remember when I got a car and it didn't have a cassette anymore, and I said, "Wow,
man, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?"
No cassettes anymore.
A couple of minutes past eight.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
I just got the brand new temperature, which comes out every hour from the airport, and we're at 78 right now, which means we are 20 degrees away from my projected high for the day, 98, which would take us to a new record. The record is 95. From 1954. A lot of those cars back then had big fins, right?
Sure, yeah. I'm not old enough to remember.
Of course you're not. But you've seen pictures, right? Record high today, seventh day in a row, still dry, low tonight 72. Tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, record highs day 8, day 9, day 10, with upper 90s each day and still dry. Saturday, we'll back off a few degrees from that and we'll go to a high of 94. That sounds better. Record, we won't break the record Saturday. So Friday, we're done breaking records, okay? The record, I think, Saturday is 100, and I think that's safe. I'll put the rain chances 15% Saturday. Widely scattered storm Sunday, high 91. And by the way, I'm looking at new data now indicating that frontal system is picking up a little speed. So I think showers and thunderstorms will be increasing during the day Monday into Monday evening, Monday night, before the cooler air arrives. And I think during the day Tuesday, you'll feel a big difference. And by the middle of next week, boy, oh boy, low humidity, low 80s for highs, lows at night, maybe around 59. Just great stuff. Stand by. Right now, clear skies, calm wind, 78 degrees at 8:05.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
805, Emily's good news after traffic.
Here's your latest update from Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic still busy this morning. We had an accident a little while ago at Vaughn Road at Millie Branch. Use caution in that area. Some slowdowns. 231 out of Wetumpka. The red lights at Redland Road and just past the River Bridge. 85 inbound. Heavy traffic this morning. Mount Meigs to Taylor Road. Also at the I-85-65 interchange. Atlanta Highway is busy into downtown as well as the Boulevard. Use caution this morning. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is going on now through October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Today's good news story comes to us from Madison, Wisconsin, where a fella named Andrew was getting ready to propose to his girlfriend, Rachel.
Oh, how about
What's her name again?
It's Rachel.
Okay.
You're a good one.
This is a couple of months ago. But he knew she was really close with her sister, Therese, and so she would want her there to see it. So he called her sister last month, and she joked that it would be funny if she hid out nearby dressed up as a bush or something so she could take pictures of the proposal. It was supposed to be a joke, but Andrew thought it was great. So they ordered a, and I may pronounce this wrong, a ghillie suit?
No, that's correct.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. How would you know that? I'm just curious how you come by this.
He knows Randy Burkhalter. That was his teacher.
No, I played plenty of, war games.
Oh.
Video games.
I thought maybe you played a bush like in a school play or something.
No.
So,
I was a raindrop in fourth grade.
Bless it. So, Andrew ordered a ghillie suit on Amazon, which is one of those grassy things snipers wear to blend in with the background, and Therese agreed to wear it. He picked a spot in a wooded area next to a lake. This isn't creepy at all.
Yeah, I know. Where's that good news coming
in? Right? And even he had no idea where she was because the suit was so good. Right after her sister said yes, Therese screamed out. They saw her and cracked up. The photos are going viral. There are a few actual engagement pictures, and there's a few of Therese dressed up as a bush. But that's super sweet.
Good thing a dog didn't come by.
Right?
I'm Good News Cub reporter Greg Udell, and I still think the other good news today is that the kale craze is coming to an end.
Kale in one of those, like, Power 7 salad things is pretty good with the cranberries and the nuts and the craisins. And...
As kale's popularity tanks, you'll be happy to know that spinach sales, and I eat a lot of spinach because it's great for keto. Keto and Brussels sprouts have gone up 20%.
Well, nice. Brussels sprouts are amazing. And
I love them.
I hate that I spent probably 10 years of my life not liking them because society told me not to.
I've always liked them. And they're so easy to make now with a steamable bag.
For you. I'm still not a fan of spinach in certain things.
Love spinach.
What's that restaurant we went to that had the Brussels sprout?
Yeah, you guys get to do a lot together.
Well, every time we go to a war movie, we pick a great restaurant.
Could that have been Chop House?
I think so, yeah. And I think they broil them or they put bacon on them or wrap them in something. The movie and the meal were just like beyond.
Hashtag friendship.
We never do anything together except the news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The newly formed Montgomery County Cold Case Task Force has made its first arrest. District Attorney Daryl Bailey announced the arrest of 37-year-old Christopher Johnson for the shooting death of 23-year-old Artrivis Perry back in 2012. Montgomery's first charter school, Lead Academy, is now without a principal. School board chair Charlotte Meadows couldn't comment on Dr. Nicole Ivy Price's departure because it is a personnel issue. Meadows says they are now working to find a replacement. And a second fraternity has been suspended after reports of hazing at Troy University. School officials are now investigating Delta Kappa Epsilon after a report was made with the national organization's hazing hotline. As of now, the university doesn't know how many students were involved. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Tonight, it's an all-new Fox Tuesday with The Resident and Empire on their new night.
To the Empire!
First on The Resident, the hospital's brilliant new doctor wants to perform the mother of all surgeries.
This is a brutal procedure.
Regardless of the outcome, we're heroes.
Then, Empire's stunning final season heats up.
When you build an empire, everyone has a reason for killing you.
tonight on Fox 20.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment to purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To do to save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say but what a day, how's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
If you need a good reason not to go to Pilates, I just saw this. A woman made the medical journal. She felt a pop in her neck during a Pilates class. It turned out to be a brain leak.
So a brain leak?
A brain leak. This happened years ago, but it's just making its way into medical news. She was performing a move and felt a pop in her neck. An hour later, she started having headaches. Nothing made them go away, and they finally figured out what was wrong after a month of tests and research.
What is a brain leak?
Well, doctors were able to treat it, and her headaches finally went away after 2 weeks. I don't know where...
it's leaking. Is that oil?
I have no idea.
That's awful.
But I brought that story up for one reason. Maybe somebody doesn't feel like going to Pilates class today, and they need a reason to take a day off. Do it, but don't overdo it.
Okay.
I don't want to sound like your old man, but... I want you back. I want you listening tomorrow. I'm beginning to learn more about Facebook. I've noticed that my number of followers has gone up, which I'm happy about. And anytime a friend opening occurs, a bunch of those comes in. So I feel like, you know, in that regard, it's still great. I love it. But getting people to respond to certain things is always a challenge. So it's the 50th anniversary of what we think is one of the greatest albums ever, the White Album by the Beatles, right?
Okay.
And I asked people, hey, what's your favorite song from this classic? And I got like five responses, including Freebird from John Gale, who's a funny guy.
I see Rich Thomas responding.
So what you need to think about is the time in which you post things.
Yeah, that's true.
Because...
Well, he does it at the same time every day, though. So.
Well, no, remember that one he had ready to post, but he forgot to push the post button on it.
I have this cute video of the German Shepherd...
Oh, look it.
...helping the little kitten up the stairs.
Oh, look it.
And I paid tribute to your return this morning, but I said, teamwork makes the dream work, and that's what this is an exact... Because the German Shepherd picks up the little kitten gently in its mouth and carries it up the rest of the scary stairs. Look at the little thing. It's so cute to wear the little kitten. Picked up by the big German Shepherd.
Picks by the head.
Yeah.
Oh, by the head.
All right, so that got 14 reactions and a few shares. Rich's weather video got some hits. But you get most of those on your weather network.
Yeah,
page.
We're up to like 90.
Last night, I posted researchers have found people who talk to pets are smarter than those who don't. That got 136 responses, 19 comments, and 49 shares.
So last night, when people were three with work, three with helping their kids with their homework, relaxing, scrolling through social media.
That's funny. That's a funny one.
Yeah, that's the tail. Dog. Yeah, see. So what I should do is pick the show promo videos and put them up at night and say, don't forget tomorrow morning instead of doing it.
There you go.
Yeah, it's probably the better thing to do. You got to think about it, about the regular person's schedule. Like, when are they going to be... They're not going to be looking at Facebook. They shouldn't be looking at Facebook at 9 o'clock in the morning when they're, like, just have gotten to work and need to get their day started. But they'll look at it on their lunch break or their coffee break. You gotta think about it like that. Also, if you post too much, it'll reduce how often you're shown in someone's news.
It dilutes. Yeah.
I...
Don't even try to say that what? You don't post too much. You post a lot.
I
like to
at least once a day for me.
No, you do the random facts.
Yeah.
I do about 4 to 6 a day.
Yeah.
And on a big news day, maybe I'll do a little more or I'll promote something on the show.
Sometimes they're fiery posts.
All right, question for the group.
Okay.
And we will answer from left to right as you're listening.
All right.
If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? Now, I'll give you a few seconds to think about it. One food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Do you want, like, the style of food or the actual food item?
One food item. In other words, they're going to supply you with enough food to last you a lifetime, but it's only one type, one thing.
Yeah. That would be tough, you know. I mean, when I go to a restaurant, my two favorite things are filet mignon and lobster. So they would be high on my list. But every day, I don't know.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Yeah, that's the number one answer.
All right.
Because there's so many varieties of pizza.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't say you're confined to, like, pepperoni only.
No, that's a good answer.
But, I mean, not even just toppings-wise, or sauce-wise, or cheese-wise. You've got thick crust, thin crust, you've got the regular hand-tossed, you've got the pan.
We've had some good reaction. I frequently get calls from people who are going to Chicago for business or vacation or whatever, mm-hmm. and they always ask me, you know, where's the... In addition to recommending that for the safety of their lives, they...
Sorry.
Don't venture more than a couple of blocks away from Michigan Avenue mm-hmm. at any point. Don't get sucked into this deep dish pizza scam they got going.
Chicago pizza.
It's a big black iron pan of dough with toppings on it.
Yeah.
No more than you would get from the pizza place
right.
on a regular sized pizza. It's just tons of pizza crust. So... one of the gentlemen that listens went to the place, the neighborhood place I suggested called Palermo's,
mm-hmm.
and loved it. Absolutely. Made a point to call back. Also found out the guy that owned it when I lived there, because I did a thing with them on WLS back in 1992. He still owns it.
Yeah.
And we sent a lot of people there. And you know what the secret ingredient to their pizza sauce is?
Love.
Love is the secret, and also brown sugar.
I like the pizza idea. I mean,
I had Chicago deep dish when I visited there back in 97. And I don't know where the family I was staying with, I don't know where they got the pizza from, but it was amazing.
And now they actually do sell Uno's at Food Outlet, a frozen mm-hmm. deep dish Chicago-style pizza. Their brand, you know, it pretty much is... It's a deep dish, and it will serve one, maybe two people. But it gives you the experience without having to go up there and get shot.
And we've all had cold. We've all had cold pizza too.
Cold pizza is amazing. Yeah.
You
it's
work
great
in radio.
Breakfast too. Yeah.
You work in radio. It is a food group.
Mr. Simon
is joining us at 8:20. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah. Well, I have found very few pizzas I did not like.
Right.
That's true.
So, yeah, it's the. I have found a few, though, but we won't mention where.
Next time you're a little further along Atlanta Highway, go up and try the pizza place. They're new.
Okay. Now, weren't they down at, is that the same people as down at Eastbrook?
No, this is new. This is at Harrison and Perry Hill.
Okay, yeah, I know where that is.
Yep, it's really very good. Hey, side note, I swing through the Millbrook store. Swung, I should say. I don't know. I went by the Millbrook store Saturday. Yeah, Saturday during halftime of the Bama game.
Right.
And it's whittling down in there.
It is. And we're, you know, I've actually did my final markdowns on a number of items yesterday. As they'll be marking them down today, I sent them the list to reduce prices on a bunch of floor samples and stuff. But don't forget Montgomery stores, because we've got a lot of sales going on there, too, because we've got the inventory we need to liquidate down there. Excess stuff, one-of-a-kind closeouts and floor samples. So if you don't want to drive to Millbrook, you know, the Montgomery store has some great buys also. So come see us. Now, we've got a lot of beds, headboards that I really, that's what I do not want to move out of the Millbrook store. The mattresses are easy to move. You just pick them up, throw them on a truck. But the beds, you have to take them apart, take them somewhere else, store them, then put them back out when you have room at the other store. So if you're looking for a bed or a headboard, there's some beautiful beds up there that the prices have been marked down.
Oh, yeah.
You won't, you know, you won't beat them on Amazon or Wayfair or anything, the prices we have. So come see us. But mattresses are our main business, and we've got whatever you look for. If you want something hard as the floor, we've got it. If you want something sinking, luxuriously plush, we've got it, and everything in between. And a whole bunch of really nice mattresses for well under $1,000. You don't have to spend $2,000 or $3,000, $4,000. In Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from the interstate on the right-hand side next to the Citgo station in that little shopping center. And in Montgomery, we're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. And open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. And we have mattresses you can have today if you need them. So come see us.
All right, Mr. Sandman, thank you so much. It is 8:23. Our Morning Maroon nominees are ahead.
Here's the latest from Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We did have an accident a little earlier, 200 block of Ripley Street near the intersection of Madison Avenue. We're hoping that one's cleared and out of the way, but use caution in the area. Still some pretty heavy traffic all around. Atlanta Highway inbound this morning. Some slowdowns on I-85 all along the route from Taylor Road, Mount Meigs, all the way into downtown. 65 southbound still a little bit busy, especially up where 143 joins coming out of Millbrook. Use caution and drive carefully this morning. Festival Plaza Shopping Center has something for everyone. Bring the family for a night out with dinner at Mellow Mushroom and Wingers, then a movie at AMC Theater, Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's worse than your heating going out in the middle of winter? Your AC wimping out in the heat of summer. Barrett Heating and Cooling has been serving the Tri-County area since 1978. They're ready to help you when your system goes kaput. Whether you want to maintain your heating and cooling units with one of their maintenance plans or upgrade your equipment, trust Barrett to be there for you. From AC units to air purification and humidity control, trust the team at Barrett. Call them today, 285-0014.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath, and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, and my friend Jay.
Hey, everybody.
Jay sounds like he has a little chest congestion.
Just a little chest congestion.
You know what would really open that up, Jay?
Some gumbo?
Some gumbo from the seafood bistro.
You could read your mind.
Those spices, the right blend of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Nuggies. Don't you... Don't you think that would be fantastic?
I do, Emily. I think that would be wonderful.
It would be great, too. At lunchtime, you should.
We got some stones coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Not how I sound.
You sound a little bit like that. At 1651 Perry Hill Road, that's where you'll find the Seafood Bistro and their soon-to-be-famous gumbo. Life-changing, life-saving gumbo, if you want my personal opinion. But if you're not in the mood for gumbo, maybe you're on... You want something lighter for lunch. Maybe you want some kind of salad with some fresh grilled seafood on top of it. You can do that as well. Don't forget their Monday through Thursday lunch specials. Pick two for $9.99. It's really great. And they have some new fall specials as well.
Mm.
Though it may not feel like fall, the fall specials are there.
It will.
Oh, I know. I know. I know it's coming, Rich.
So TheSeafoodBistro.com is their website. You can see the entire menu there and order from there if you'd like to. And the delivery apps, of course, don't forget about those on your phone. And like and follow the Seafood Bistro on Facebook.
Have you been this congested all morning?
I've been this congested since last week.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. But it's fine.
Today it's more noticeable. It's more pronounced.
Yeah, it's not a head cold. So, I mean, I'm not getting that sinusy and can't breathe and that sort of thing.
Maybe
not
when,
having...
when Ryan gets here, maybe we can send you over to infusion for one of those... healing.
Yeah, yeah.
If high vitamin C content.
Yeah.
IV.
Be wonderful.
They work.
Yeah.
Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Kerry.
Hello, Jean.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day, we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. By the way, Ryan will be here shortly.
Yes.
Talk about some of the new things going on there. This one is a slam dunk. Now, we don't hate Roseanne. She herself deeply regrets her 1990 national anthem performance at a San Diego Padres game.
Right.
Here is a quick take from that.
Oh,
that's about all I can
man.
Jesus.
Wow.
She just thought she was being Roseanne at the time. However, would any thinking American school used the video of that performance to open up a sporting event? The Seaford School District in Delaware has apologized for that particular shock served at the Seaford High School's Tuesday game against Milford High. A letter from Superintendent David Parrington says pregame proceedings will be improved to spike future occurrences, and the lapse is being investigated. I actually think...
That's poor taste.
There's a tremendous disrespect being advocated in some school districts. And, well, I think that's a good example.
Yeah.
I've also decided to nominate Mr. Kyle Bourgeois. We mentioned him earlier this morning. He was at Antelope State Park. Ever been there?
Yeah, I've done that.
No.
In Utah. When a bison charged at him, gored him, trampled him, he had a collapsed lung, broken ribs, other internal injuries, months in the hospital, but survived. So he meets a woman named Kaylee Davis. Ah, here's a good first date idea. I got gored and trampled at bison, at Antelope State Park.
Let's go there.
So they went, and guess who got gored and trampled?
She did.
So,
I wonder if they're going to have kids.
So they can take them back to the state park?
Let's go to the park.
I don't think so.
Well, ow.
Yeah, I know. I can't do those kind of voices too well anymore. Now, look, I was once falsely accused of shoplifting. And I forced. They stopped me. There were people around. I said, I want to be patted down. I raised my arms. I said, come on, find it. You think I took something, find it. And then when you don't, find the individual who said I took it, because I want to have a conversation with them.
With your fists.
Oh, it was loud. Trust me. It was at a Publix in Florida, and it was loud. Because I knew I didn't take anything.
Yeah.
So,
take any snow crab legs like Jameis did?
No.
You remember when Jameis Winston stole it?
And a police officer came over and I said, they think I took something. You pat me down and find it. I didn't take a damn thing. See how angry I am?
You're still mad about this.
I am. But I didn't do what this lady did.
What did they accuse you of taking?
I don't even remember.
What did they do? They let you just let you go?
An apple? Banana?
Oh,
some gum?
A shrimp?
They would not produce the person that accused me. And which is why I can relate to people who are accused but aren't allowed to face their accusers.
Syrup?
But a woman in a Walmart also falsely accused stripped naked in front of the other customers to prove she hadn't taken any.
And they got busted on indecent exposure.
Indecent exposure. So I did not do that, although at the time I might have gotten a good crowd. I was
You could get so irate that you could do things like that. I'm just saying that a person can get so irate of like, here, I will go this far to prove to you that I did nothing.
Mm-hmm. So pat me down. Go ahead, man. Have at it. Who's the more the winner? Bison Stampeder.
Oh, that's got to be it. I'm going to take my. We're going to have our first date. And how would you like to go to Antelope Park?
let me test this.
I've been there before.
I've been trampled and gored at that place. You'll love it.
What do you do for the second date?
You go to Al Gore's house.
What a maroon.
I was going to say, do you go Pamplona, Spain, and run with the bulls?
There you go. Since we're out of the hospital, we're going to Pamplona, Spain. Oh, Rich, you're just so...
adorable.
But Al Gore was better.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, 22-year-old kid in Ireland did something we all wish we had thought to do. Oh. He figured out how to scam the scammers, the Nigerian princes and all those descendants.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what he did, he got an email from somebody claiming to be a big business banker who was looking for an investment of about $1,200. So what the kid did, acted very interested, said he wanted to invest more than that, and asked if he could send them $60,000. Then he emailed them a fake PayPal invoice that made it look like he tried to transfer the money. When the scammer didn't get the money, he claimed his bank put a hold on the transfer because they thought it was a scam. He told the scammer they needed to transfer him an amount of money so the bank would know it was legit. They transferred him the money, and that's that.
Oh.
And he did this to dozens of these email fraudsters. So while technically what he did is illegal, the money he collected has been donated to a cancer charity. And... It ends well, but it's on behalf of everybody who's gotten those kind of emails.
Right.
Man.
You almost want to give the guy a hand, so we will. Mr. Electric, now your go-to electric person, because Mr. Electric is a company featuring a team of certified master electricians, the very best. So where you need a repair, an installation, electricity is something you don't want to... read that. Well, here's how you do it yourself. That often doesn't end up well. So trust the very best. When they come to your house, they come at a specific time and are prompt. When you ask them to do X, Y, and Z, they give you an upfront price on what X, Y, and Z will cost. And when X, Y, and Z are done or finished, they clean up any debris that may have been created from the installation or repair. They are really good at what they do. We've used them for security light installations, our Ring doorbell system, and more. Mr. Electric, 245-1566 or MrElectric.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We're just a few days away from some significant relief, but in the meantime, eternal summer goes on this first day of October. Record high again today with a high of 98. The record is 95. Still dry. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, upper 90s each day. Record highs each day, still dry. Saturday's high, 94. iPod put the rain chances at 15% Saturday. I can't quite get to 20 yet on Saturday, but I think widely scattered storms will be around Sunday. Sunday's high, 91. Well, 91 starts sounding better than 98, doesn't it? And then a major pattern change early next week. A cold front brings a band of showers and thunderstorms into the state ahead of it on Monday. And then behind it, much cooler air filters into the state on Tuesday. And that's the start of a nice pattern. You will feel a significant difference. It is worth the wait, and it's going to be nice. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds, 78 degrees, 837.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting
paying a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All right, some brand new and innovative treatments to keep you healthy, happy, feeling better from Infusion. We'll talk to Ryan Turner in just a moment.
One more check on the roads for Montgomery Skywatch traffic this morning. Still a little bit busy, but traffic is beginning to settle into the Tuesday work day. If you're coming into Montgomery on Highway 110, we had a three-car accident to Vaughn and Millie Branch earlier. That seems to still be a problem if you're coming in on 110, so use caution out there. Other than that, we're doing pretty good right now. Reinhart Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhart to apply, 676-3862. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The newly formed Montgomery County Cold Case Task Force has made its first arrest. District Attorney Daryl Bailey announced the arrest of 37-year-old Christopher Johnson for the shooting death of 23-year-old Artrivis Perry back in 2012. A second fraternity has been suspended after reports of hazing at Troy University. School officials are now investigating Delta Kappa Epsilon after a report was made with the national organization's hazing hotline. As of now, the university doesn't know how many students were involved. And Montgomery's first charter school, Lead Academy, is now without a principal. School Board Chair Charlotte Meadows couldn't comment on Dr. Nicole Ivy Price's departure because it is a personnel issue. Meadows says they are now working to find a replacement. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
It's a business you've heard us talk about many, many times. You have two clients here.
Yes,
Greg,
you do.
Rich Thomas.
Very happy clients.
Yes, of Infusion Cryo and Laser. Joining us, Ryan Turner. You've heard me mention Ryan as the contact person at Infusion that can explain all the marvelous things they do, but we're going to introduce somebody new, and I'm going to let Ryan do that.
Yeah, this is Miss Allison Sayer. She's our nurse practitioner that works there and heads up our functional nutrition program.
I have known Allison for a few months now, and I said, we got to get you on the show one of these days to talk about what you bring to the table at Infusion. But you've been busy.
Yes, sir.
There's so much going on. It was, you know, cryotherapy and the laser treatment, and then
the services kept expanding.
And then they moved to a bigger facility.
A much nicer place. I'm a happy IV customer. I know you've checked out some other things.
Yes. By the way, in addition to everything else, when I went for my first IASIS session, you said I need to be better hydrated. I bring into evidence this exhibit. This
proud of you, man.
I do about three of these a day.
Good.
He's been drinking a lot.
It's a big increase from zero.
Yeah.
I thought coffee was water. So, Allison, tell us about your experience and what you can do for folks at Infusion.
Yeah. So, my name's Allison Sayer. By trade, I'm a nurse practitioner. I have to give the disclaimer that I'm not a nutritionist, even though we are doing functional nutrition at Infusion. And basically what functional nutrition is it's really about just just using food as medicine. And I got into functional medicine several years back because I, you know, practiced in the conventional medicine world for a long time and just felt like it wasn't, you know, it wasn't for me. I just didn't feel like we were really getting to the root cause of people's issues and problems, and seeing 30 patients a day and just writing prescriptions and kind of putting Band-Aids over people's symptoms just wasn't for me anymore.
So you're into this because you want to get to the problems before they start.
Exactly. And sometimes getting, you know, taking care of the problems once they've started, you know, the body's a pretty cool thing. It's got a really innate ability to heal itself if you give it the right environment and, you know, if you treat it properly. So a lot of people think that once the damage is done, it can't be reversed, and they think they get put on medications that they're never going to come off of, mm-hmm. and that really couldn't be any further from the truth, you know? So, yes, while I love, like, getting to the problem before it starts, you know, I love helping people take charge of their health and help them, you know, reverse it on their own, too, so.
Can we talk about the red light room?
Sure.
That is the proper title, right?
Juve Light Therapy.
Juve.
Yes, sir.
All right, tell us about that, because I've heard some interesting and exciting feedback on it.
Yeah, so it's similar to the laser that we use for pain management, where that one's just a spot treatment. This one kind of hits your whole body. It's a slightly different wavelength and frequency, but it's infrared and far infrared, and it does a ton of stuff, but at the root of what it's doing is basically just supercharging your cells to, without sounding too scientific-y, give them more ATP or energy. So it helps with thyroid function, it helps with your skin, it helps with metabolism, helps with joint pain, it helps with inflammation, you name it. It's hitting, you know, basically every cell in your body when you step in there.
I have yet to try this. I would like to.
Sure.
But tell me what to expect.
That's something that's more of a cumulative effect. So you step in there, we usually start you off about 10 or 12 minutes, and you just hang out. It's kind of relaxing, actually. The next time you come back, we kind of increase it by 2-minute increments. So the goal is to get you to 20 minutes per session. And just depending upon, you know, what you're looking to gain from it, I do it about 3 times a week. It helps tremendously with my joints, just recovery from training. But we have people that use it for, like I said, thyroid function. A lot of women use it for their skin, weight loss. It just kind of complements everything else that we do.
Elson, when they say skin, how does the skin react to the red light room, the Juve therapy? What's the benefit?
It basically just really jump starts collagen production. So that's why the women really like it, because we get that aesthetic side of things as well. So it just helps to you know, have your body create its own collagen and repair the skin from the inside out.
And would I be incorrect in assuming it's always better when the body is stimulated to produce this than if you buy a product that says collagen?
Absolutely. Right. Ladies, absolutely. We are so bad at, like, coating ourselves with chemicals and putting on topical things that get into our bloodstream and cause all other sorts of problems. So this is a, you know, a toxin-free solution.
A really good tool to combat inflammation, which is at the root of what we do, you know, whether it be with cryotherapy or IV therapy. Or like Allison, what makes her program so important is she is basically putting out the fire, putting out the inflammation that you're doing to yourself. Usually it's with food. You know, it could be through something that you're exposing yourself to, like she just mentioned, women and toxins, putting your makeup
right
on every morning.
Yeah.
But ultimately, what we're doing is combating the inflammation, stopping the inflammation, first of all, so your body can heal, and then we combat it with it, you know, whether it be with Juve or cryotherapy or IV therapy.
Can you stay for another minute or two?
Sure.
Got to take a quick traffic break and then come right back with Ryan Turner, Allison from Infusion, and talk about the newest health and energy and healing therapies they have available.
One more check on the roads for Montgomery Skywatch traffic this morning. Still a little bit busy, but traffic is beginning to settle into the Tuesday work day. If you're coming into Montgomery on Highway 110, we had a 3-car accident to Vaughn and Millie Branch earlier. That seems to still be a problem if you're coming in on 110, so use caution out there. Other than that, we're doing pretty good right now. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply, 676-3862. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Wake up!
Not so fast!
I need time to fix my hair.
Oh, why should today be different from any other day?
Because today is National Hair Day.
I'm going to get my hair done.
Get my hair did.
I get my hair cut every 2 days. After all, your hair is your head suit.
Look at your hair.
What about my hair?
What if I'm follically challenged?
I don't know.
Stay in bed.
No, the show must go on.
I got to believe, Rich Thomas, that we do IVs and infusion. Don't tell him that we sometimes go at the same time. But also have to be healthy for hair and everything else, right? I mean, IV affects everything.
Not just hair, but you were talking about skin before. I find that the Myers cocktail and the glutathione help the skin, the complexion, and the softness of the skin, and energy, and sleeping better. And then I noticed that there's always there's new selections now, new IV selections. What are some of the newest ones that you've come up with?
The newest thing we have is something called NAD. That's something that you don't do as frequently as our other cocktails. It's something you do once every 3 to 6 months, but it's kind of like a total brain reset.
What's in that? I mean, what are some of the things?
It's just one molecule. It's natural. It's in your body, but it helps basically the effectiveness and the uptake of all the other nutrients. So, like, you get that, and then it helps you to readily make the other nutrients readily available, like in the Myers, mm-hmm. whether it be the B vitamins or the vitamin C.
Okay.
So your body can use it better. So.
You also have a new glutathione IV, correct?
Yeah, the mega glutathione. We've had that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a big, high dose of glutathione. We use that a lot with Allison's program to help. Glutathione is really good to heal your gut. So once she gets their diet cleaned up and gets the fire put out, so to speak, meaning, you know, get them eating the correct things,
right,
and gets the process, mm-hmm. we use the glutathione to help heal the gut as well.
When Infusion first came on the air with us, Ryan was the guy that would coach me through those initial cryotherapy sessions to get to the second and third minute and get the level down to the max. But Allison also serves as a coach in infusion. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so like I said, I'm a nurse practitioner by trade, but I've really gotten into being more of a health coach for my clients. And that allows me to just, you know, spend more time with my clients. Really just, it's having somebody that holds you accountable, that helps motivate you, that's going to equip you with the tools to, you know, make the change on your own. So, you know, it's just like a football coach or any coach, you know, you have to show up and do the work. You have to show up to practice. You have to commit the time. You have to put in the work, but there's really something to it when people are empowered and can really just take charge of their own health. It's a pretty cool thing. So that's what health coaching is all about, is really just helping guide people, holding them accountable, and getting them motivated.
I want to pay the ultimate compliment, because I just had a birthday, and I don't think I've felt that good on a birthday in maybe 5 or 10 years.
Right, that's awesome. Right.
Seriously.
That's,
I mean,
the
I
thing
felt
that we see a lot with
great.
Her people is they're so used to just basically poisoning themselves with food, and teach them how to do, you know, the correct thing and eat the correct things, and they feel better and see how they're supposed to feel. And even if way down the road they stray away from what she's taught them, they ultimately will come back to what makes them feel good, which is eating healthy. So having that coach just to show you the correct way is it's pretty important when you're trying to, you know, reverse diseases. Ultimately, something that you've done to yourself most of the time, you know, through food. But
self-inflicted wounds.
Yes, especially because there's so much information out there that we're constantly bombarded by, and it's this diet one minute and this diet the next, and this food's good for you and this food's bad for you. And so a health coach and, you know, somebody that's trained in functional nutrition and functional medicine is really there to help you navigate the waters, right, and help you sort out the good information from the bad.
Somebody come in and explain something they've been feeling that they're unhappy about, sluggishness, whatever, and you can kind of look at this symptom and then figure out the best means to address it with all the different therapies
exactly
out there.
I just had my 6-month exam, and my doctor's looking at my numbers on the blood work and says, What are you doing? All the numbers are perfect, and the IVs, and I love the fact that you folks are addressing wellness, mm-hmm. and that's what you do at Infusion.
It's sort of like, all right, so you've reversed a cycle or reversed a negative situation, mm-hmm. and then the coaching comes in. All right, now how do I've worked to get here. How do I keep it going?
Right, exactly. And so with coaching, you know, there's all sorts of avenues that people take with health coaching. And mine is really focusing on gut health because Hippocrates said it thousands and thousands of years ago that all disease begins in the gut. And it was a pretty accurate statement.
Interesting.
And we're finding that out through lots of research now that was pretty spot on. You know, that if we have an unhealthy gut and a sick gut from the chronic stress we put on it, from the bad foods, from over medication with antibiotics and acid blockers and things like that, if we have an unhealthy gut, then we're not, you know, then things are going to start breaking down in the rest of our bodies.
All right, to find out more about these incredible therapies, and the list gets longer, but they've got their new facility, which is on the east side, turn off Taylor Road at Winton Blunt Boulevard. It's the third building on your right.
It's a white building.
Infusion Cryo and Laser, the number's 296-1662, 296-1662. Can people call you directly, Allison?
Absolutely. They can just call the office, and then Lori or whoever will plug the person into me and get me connected to them. So.
The ever so awesome and wonderful Lori is Joey, because Joey goes there all the time for the cryotherapy for his intense yoga workouts. And Ryan, thank you as always.
No problem, man. Thanks
and
for
I
having
give you
so.
A lot of credit for that great birthday I just enjoyed, because accountability. He was the one that said, hey, you got to start hydrating.
Yeah.
And have I not been? With Rich Thomas as my witness.
Yeah.
I have been.
We've both been on the road, and Infusion got us on the road to doing good things and doing better things all the time.
Yeah. You know, once you've invested a little time, and I'm sure you've heard this from people, Allison, as a coach, once you, even just a few days, when you have made a change, you start to protect that.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Exactly.
Protect your investment.
Yep.
When you have skin in the game, it changes everything. So.
We'll have you guys back in the afternoon soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming.
8:54.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Wake up! Wake up!
Not so fast! Not so fast!
I need time to fix my hair!
Oh, why should today be different from any other day?
Because today is National Hair Day.
I'm going to get my hair done.
Get my hair did.
I get my hair cut every 2 days. After all, your hair is your head suit.
Look at your hair.
What about my hair?
What if I'm follically challenged?
Oh, I don't know.
Stay in bed. No, the show must go on.
It is 8:55 on News Talk 93.1 FM. What an educational morning this has been. First of all, the best thing we learned today is from you, is that the weather is finally going to change.
We have something to focus on now, a positive thing, and it's coming.
I did have to post yesterday that Montana blizzard, you know.
Up to 4 feet.
Yeah.
It's breaking record. Hey, amazing. They had their earliest snow days, in history, maybe.
It's probably all those people in Montana driving SUVs and trucks and things like that. Or maybe they have a lot of traffic circles there now.
Yeah, and Connie, you want to know why?
Yeah, that's the guy. In fact, we're about to talk to Randy Burkhalter.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because we talk to him about every Tuesday at this time. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm fine, but Randy's laid out again.
Oh, it's not Randy.
That scoundrel's gone to Texas to a trade show to buy some stuff for us, and he says he's working, but I got my doubts.
You do a great job. You
well,
do.
Thank
you, so, what would you like to focus on as we start the month of October?
You know, I'd like to ask all our customers that will to join us in praying for rain.
Yeah.
We need some rain horribly because our herbicides don't work well without rain. We're having trouble getting our seed in the ground. But, you know, I just want to let everybody know that we've got plenty of stuff in stock. We just need some rain.
Well, we got a front on the way, finally.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. But we getting geared up for deer season here. We got plenty of the backwoods attractants in. We've got got all the seed ready to go in the ground. We've got some hay. Hay's going to be short this year. Missed some cuttings, and we've got some hay in stock. So those are some of the things that we got going on right now. And these pastures are drying up, and we are already having to sell the winter feeds for the cows and stuff, too.
Well, let's hope that everything starts reversing. It was the driest September ever, right?
Yeah, as of midnight last night, the all-time driest September.
Wow. Wow, I hadn't heard that, but it's not hard to believe.
And October is the driest month of the year, statistically.
Yes, sir.
Well, maybe we'll get a curveball this month and things will reverse. But whatever you need to grow, to nurture what's growing, to get rid of what you don't want, or maybe you've seen a snake around the patio and you would like to not see that again. They have snake repellent.
Yeah, got plenty of snake repellent.
And it works. It works, and it's interesting how it works. They crawl over it, annoys their belly. And you don't want a ticked off snake.
Interesting.
Prattville Farm Center, give us your location and hours.
All right, we're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, across in front of Pig Enterprises, just below McDonald's on the right. We're here from 7 to 6, Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday.
We appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
All righty.
Joey.
Joey!
Hello, Greg.
What's new? What's new with Joey and Jack and News and Views?
There's a lot of things going on. I think I've figured out the identity of the whistleblower.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. I'm not revealing it here. Okay. So people are going to have to tune into News and Views from 9 to noon.
I revealed the identity yesterday afternoon. I didn't mean to play scoop here.
Oh, whoa. I think you're wrong. Whoever you guessed who it is.
Don't know who the Whistler is. The president is mad at him. Trump says that he's innocent. He's tweeting about it.
Well, am I wrong?